Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have music from Richie Cole, Patrick Bowman from Sweden, also some great music from Thad Jones, Dave Brubeck, Warren Bernhard, Natalie Cole, Robin Eubanks, Charles Mingus, and a whole lot more. In this edition of In Transition, we're going to start off with an up-and-coming flamenco guitarist. His name is Johan Lindstedt, and he has a new album out called Guitarro del Fuego. And we're going to listen to an album. It's a composition, rather. This one is called The Moors. Thank you. Starting off the show today, that was guitarist Johan Lindstedt from his album Guitarra del Fuego. And that was a composition entitled The Moors. This is his third album for the Real Music label. His first two were entitled Kiss the Earth and Sol Luna Tierra. And this particular album features many musicians, including Marcus Chonsky, Stephen Manning, Alex Godinez, Ala Kaddish, and several others, kind of reminiscent of what Al Di Meola was doing a few years ago, and continues in that vein, incorporating a lot of the jazz elements. And I think that might be the direction that Johan Lindstedt is heading towards. But right now, I'm going to be featuring some music for you from three of the legends in jazz: Charles Mingus, Earl Hines, and we're going to start off with Buddy Rich. And this is from an album entitled Café Rouge. I believe most of these are live recordings. We're going to listen to his version of Coltrane's Giant Steps, and then we're going to go to Earl Hines with Earl's Pearl and Charles Mingus with Duke Ellington's Sound of Love.
Thank you.
was music from Charles Mingus and Duke Ellington's Sound of Love. Before that, Earl Hines, and we heard a composition of Earl's entitled Earl's Pearl. And before that, the music of John Coltrane, probably his most well-known composition aside from NEMA. And that was Giant Steps from Buddy Rich. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 Hours of Jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. And as I look out the window, it doesn't look like there will be any rain in the forecast sometime soon. It's just beautiful out there. I think the high is around 26 or 27 degrees, and that's supposed to carry through until about midweek, which is pretty good news, but we could use some rain. So let's hope that we get that during the working hours and not during the play hours. Kevin Eubanks is the musical director of the Jay Leno Show on NBC. His brother, Robin Eubanks, is a trombone player, and I'm going to play for you something from an album that he recorded. It's entitled J.J., Slide, Curtis, and Al. It's on the TCB label. I believe they're out of Switzerland, if I'm not mistaken. This composition is entitled J.J., and it's dedicated to the great trombone player J.J. Johnson. And then after that, we're going to listen to the New York All-Stars, and this is a band that Randy Sankey put together. Randy was here in town last week as part of the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. He was performing at the National Library on Wellington. He's a fine trumpet player who's been around for quite a number of years. This 8-piece band that he put together recorded a tribute to Count Basie, and it's entitled Count Basie Remembered, Volume 2. We're going to listen to Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, and this album was released on the NHR label. So we're going to start off with Robin Eubanks and JJ, and then we're going to follow that up with a rousing version of Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. Thank you.
Thank you. Every Sunday at 12 noon, you're invited to the Jazz Band Ball on CHUO 89.1. Join Gordon Bennett for an hour of classic traditional jazz with all the greatest jazz innovators and performers. Louis Armstrong, Jelly Roll Morton, Sidney Bechet, and hundreds more bring jazz from New Orleans, Chicago, Europe, Australia. Blues with ragtime, Dixieland, spirituals are all on the menu at the Jazz Band Ball, produced and hosted by Gordon Bennett, live every Sunday at 12 noon on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, we just heard a tribute to the great composer and bandleader Count Basie from the New York All-Stars and Baby Won't You Please Come Home. And before that, Robin Eubanks with a stirring tribute to J.J. Johnson with a tune simply entitled J.J. We're going to listen now to some music from Nat King Cole's daughter, Natalie Cole. And this was a track that was played on, I believe it was a children's show entitled Am I Cool or What? And we're going to listen to Long About Midnight. And then we're going to listen to pianist Warren Bernhardt from his album Trio and the Be Loose Blues.
Thank you.
Eddie Gomez on bass, Peter Erskine on drums, and Warren Bernhardt on piano. and that was a composition entitled Be Loose Blues. Well, the jazz world was dealt another blow this past week. One of the pioneering figures in the world of jazz, Milt Gabler, passed away at the age of 90. And for those of you who don't know who Milt Gabler was, he had a record store back in the 40s in New York City called the Commodore Record Shop. And he also had one of the most influential labels at the time, the Commodore Record Label, which featured outstanding artists such as Billie Holiday, Jack Teagarden, Jelly Roll Morton, to name a few. Gordon Bennett and I have been featuring the Commodore Label over the years, but Milt Gabler was quite a figure. He later went to work for the Decca Record Label as a producer, as well as an advisor, and he was also the uncle of comedian Billy Crystal. So far this year, we've lost quite a few key figures in the world of jazz, and I just want to bring that to your attention in case you've either read or heard of Milt Gabler, and you might want to explore some of the jazz books out there to get a better understanding of this gentleman. Certainly quite an influence on the world of jazz, akin to the great Alfred Lion, who was the founder of Blue Note Records back in the late 1930s. Bob Smith's big band is up next, and this is from his album Radio Face. We're going to listen to something that all of us do here in radio, a station break. And then after that, we're going to listen to some music from Thad Jones and Kenny Burrell, a wonderful duet from a session that they did many years ago. It's entitled Something to Remember You By. From July 9th, 1956, that was Thad Jones on trumpet and Kenny Burrell on guitar with a composition from Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz entitled Something to Remember You By. That was recorded at Van Kelder Studios in Hackensack, New Jersey. Before that, music from the Bob Smith Big Band and Station Breaks from his album Radio Face. Next Sunday, August the 5th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Gordon Bennett, David Peel, and myself will be hosting a special program dedicated to the 100th birthday of Louis Armstrong. We're going to be featuring music from the early 20s. In fact, Gordon will be bringing in music that I have never heard of before. And that includes some rare outtakes, some music with other bands. Of course, the Hot Fives, the Hot Sevens, some of the popular music he recorded in the 60s, music for the Decca label, music for RCA, plus a whole lot more. So that's next Sunday here on CHUO FM 89.1 from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. David Peel, Gordon Bennett, and myself, a tribute to one of the greatest music figures in jazz and any other music, Louis Armstrong. Kendrick Oliver was a graduate of the Berklee School of Music. And I'm going to feature something from Kendrick Oliver and the New Life Jazz Orchestra. As we feature the best of Berklee College of Music, this is from 1997. And we're going to listen to Joshua Fitt, The Battle of Jericho. And after that, some music from Richie Cole and the Presidential Sax.
Said to Joshua, "Say, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. And on the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout, 'Glory!' Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in."
That was music from Karinesh from his album Zen Breakfast. And we heard Moon Temple. Before that, some music from alto sax player Richie Cole and Presidential Sax. Kendrick Oliver before that from the Best of Berkeley 1997 release. And Joshua Fit, The Battle of Jericho. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And right now we're going to feature some music from Swedish bass player Patrick Bowman from his album Seven-Piece Machine. This is Sweet Surrender.
Thank you.
On tenor sax, that was Billy Mitchell. On guitar, Kenny Burrell. On piano, Tommy Flanagan. Oscar Pettiford on bass. Shadow Wilson on drums. And Thad Jones on trumpet. And that was Thad's session recorded March 13th, 1956 in New York City at Audio Video Studios, recorded for the Blue Note label. And we just heard a composition entitled Scratch. And before that, Patrick Bowman from Sweden with Sweet Surrender. I'm Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue here with some music from Dave Brubeck that needs no introduction.
Children. winter light. What a joy divine. What a perfect state of mind, with their worries and cares left behind. In a peaceful time,
in a time of peace. Oh, what a peaceful time.
That was Horace Silver's composition, Peace, and that was by Ed Sherry from his latest album entitled The Spirits Speak. Dave Brubeck before that with Take Five. We're going to go to the west coast of Canada now. We're going to listen to a band that was known as Pacific Salt, and they released an album in 1973 for the CBC label. It features some of these people you might have heard of, and some of them have appeared at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. Don Clark is on trumpet, P.J. Perry on tenor sax, Ian McDougall on trombone, Oliver Gannon on guitar, Ron Johnson piano, George Urson on drums, and Tony Clitheroe on bass. And we're going to hear a composition entitled Four Leaf Clover Man.
We'll be right back.
was music by Pacific Salt and composition entitled Four Leaf Clover Man. We're going to close out this afternoon with some music from Dave Holland and an excellent album entitled Private Detective. And this composition is something that I guess a lot of people wouldn't really want to do unless they're on one of those thrill shows, and that's Walk on a High Wire. This composition is entitled High Wire.
Thank you.
was music from bassist Dave Holland and Highwire from his album Private Detective. I'll be back next week as we feature a four-hour special on the music of the great Louis Armstrong. And that's starting from 11 o'clock until 3 p.m. So make sure you're listening. Tell your friends, tell your family. And it's going to be a special event for sure. That's next Sunday on CHUO FM 89.1 between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. as we celebrate Louis Armstrong's 100th birthday. I'm Randy McElligott. Have a great week. Bye for now.